Here's Charlie Polillo.
Runner at second, Derek Fisher had a great year in AAA. Played in 47 big league games this year. He can run. Bregman would like to get him to scamper home. Two on, two out. 10th inning. That's in the air to left. Here comes Fisher.
The pinnacle individual moment of Alex Bregman's career to date. Ample time to top it, though. That is an extremely high bar. World Series 2017. Joined in this segment by the oh-so-prescient Ben Ryder. He famously, especially here, of course, back in 2014, the Sports Illustrated cover, your 2017 World Series champions. It happened, and I've been fortunate to have had Ben on a handful of times from that point forward. He didn't get a World Series ring, but almost in part kind of deserved one. The Astro Ball book that came out last year, detailing the growth from the ashes to the championship. And the impetus for tracking down Ben today, the current Sports Illustrated, just a terrific piece. Astros fan, Alex Bregman fan, really baseball fan. Or if you like to read, on Alex Bregman, the current Sports Illustrated, and Ben Ryder joins us to discuss that, and we'll color a little outside the lines as well. Ben, been a little while. Charlie here in Houston, and figure let me start here. A couple different body parts, things gleaned from the article up SI.com, and of course the magazine's still available in print. You know, elbow. First that I have seen this come to light, Bregman had the bone chips removed a couple of months ago. This has been a 3-year deal. Please expound and welcome.
Hey, Charlie, thanks for having me. You're right. I spent a lot of time with Alex in Houston before spring training, actually, and he finally admitted to me that this elbow problem is not a new one. It's going back all the way to 2016, the year he debuted with the Astros. It didn't hurt him all the time, but there would be periods in which the bone chips that were in there caused him significant pain, periods in which he said he felt like every time he threw the ball, his arm was like hyper-extending. He's not the type of guy to complain about this. He's so focused on making an impact in the major leagues. He didn't even tell the Astros this was happening until he woke up over Christmas and he couldn't bend his arm at all. Then he figured he had to do something about it. That's just kind of the tip of the iceberg as far as understanding the sort of drive that has let him accomplish what he's already accomplished at the age of 24.
I want to back it up to age 13, just the level of detail and nuance going back to Alex Bregman's bar mitzvah. And, of course, the formative years start before 13, but that's a touchstone moment for those of the Jewish faith. Share one particular anecdote from within that time of Bregman's life that really jumps out a little extra for you.
Well, I was interested in hearing about this time of his life. I got his parents to send me his bar mitzvah speech and photo. And one thing that jumped out was, you know, he's 13 years old. This is really his first time speaking in public. And he tells the congregation, as he's up in front of them, he says, "When I think about the future and how I can make a difference in the world, I want to be able to use my love of baseball to be a good example and a good person. I want to be a professional athlete who plays for the love of the game, never quits trying to give my best, and is a good role model for all the kids who look up to baseball players." There was never any other plan for Alex Bregman than to become a baseball player. Of course, millions of 13-year-olds, whether they're Jewish or not, have said similar things at this point in their life. Most of them, the vast majority, do not make it. Alex Bregman did, even despite the fact that, you know, he's always been undersized. You know, he's had to work so hard to get where he is. But he is the guy who made that promise, said what his dream was at that point in his life, and who made it happen.
And this offseason, yeah, he's been extremely active on YouTube. The fun of it, the do-gooding part of it, the marketing part of it. It struck me as he's lived his offseason, Ben, kind of as Entourage, just without the narcissistic jerk components.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to put it. he lived with three of his best buddies that he kind of grew up with or met at various points in his life, or rather they lived with him in his townhouse in Houston, and they were kind of a crew, right? But I think you're right. They don't necessarily have that edgier component that Vinny Chase and his gang had. They're kind of working out, you know, eating right, and when they're not doing that stuff, because all these guys are baseball players too, they are making content. Now, he wants to become more than a star. He wants to become kind of a famous baseball player whose fame extends past just the lines of the game, or the lines of the diamond, I should say. And he's looking to players from the NBA and the NFL for a model as to how to do this. Clearly, those leagues are far ahead of baseball. And he wants to do this not just for his own personal gain. He feels that this is the way for baseball, which has fallen behind those other leagues as far as appealing to younger people and stuff like that. He wants to be a model, as he promised back at his bar mitzvah, for how to take the game into the next era, how to make their players as famous and popular as they used to be, I guess.
So next body part, I alluded to elbow. So face of the game, or one of the faces of the game. Given baseball in the landscape, how viable do you think it is? Right, the NBA, you referenced it, so far ahead. And look, their players are much more visible. They don't wear caps. They have more days where they're off to do all their outside exploits. And if you are a great NBA player, you're involved in every play, virtually every play up the court. You know, in the NFL, if you're a quarterback, doesn't come much more highly visible than that. Baseball in today's landscape, I love the motivation for Bregman to do it, both personal and for the sport. How plausible, how highly can he take it, do you think?
Well, they have a long way to go. You know, I cite some numbers and social media studies in the piece. Bregman, far and away, had the most social engagement of any major league player. Like, he had like 2.5 times more action on the social media profiles than any other player. But still, the top 10 MLB players combined this offseason had like, you know, a fifth as many social engagements as LeBron James had all by himself. So they have a lot of distance to cover, but he has the right strategy as far as how to do it. He has the right personality as far as how to do it. You know, there's almost nobody who doesn't like this guy. Even fans in Boston seem to at least appreciate him, the way that he plays the game, his feel for things, his openness. And he certainly, you know, has the talent to do it. Although, as with anything, that's what really matters. If he continues to produce on the diamond for the next, I guess, 5 or 6 years of his new contract at least, that's really what's going to propel him to possibly be the guy to kind of be this generational figure for Major League Baseball.
Talk with Ben Ryder, Sports Illustrated article, extensive longer form piece on Alex Bregman in the new issue. So from this day forward, Ben, whose career would you rather have, Alex Bregman's or the merely 6 months younger's Carlos Correa?
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, look, Bregman's got the contract. Correa doesn't quite yet. I might slightly pick Bregman right now as of today, although Correa's still got a lot of talent and a lot of room to grow. He, in fact, is the cover boy for the paperback version of my book, Astro Ball, which is coming out on Tuesday, March 26th. He's the guy I chose to put on the cover because of his role in the Astros, his position leading them going forward. And there's a new afterword, too. For people who already read the book, there's a new section bringing you up to speed on where they are now and where they might go behind guys like Bregman and Correa.
Online, there's a video companion to your feature. I presume you were there or otherwise were there. It's basically a tour of all the cool stuff and memorabilia and gear that Bregman has compiled, and he's, I don't know what the term is, for shoe-ophile. What was the neatest thing within Casa de Bregman that you saw?
The neatest thing was probably, you know, this room that he has where he and his three housemates basically use it only to play Fortnite or watch college football, often at the same time. Look, he's definitely living the dream. He's living the dream of any 24-year-old. But I think what he's very, very good at is separating these parts of his life. I don't think that his social media use or any of the fun he has does anything to take away from the incredible amount of work that he puts into his game each and every day, or his passion for baseball. The fact is that a kid from Albuquerque who's 5'9", maybe 5'10", does not get to be a $100 million baseball player and a World Series champion already if he wasn't an incredible worker. I think you call him a centillionaire, Charlie, on Twitter. That's a good phrase for it, a centillionaire, a hundred millionaire at the age of 24. You don't get that by playing a lot of Fortnite.
The Astros formally announcing the Bregman extension gathering in Florida later this afternoon. A couple quick things on the way out for you, Ben. 2014, you called 2017. Obviously, postseason baseball is a dice roll. But what's your call for the shot in 2019?
Well, look, I've been saying it's the Padres. I've been saying this for like a year. That's not really much of a surprise anymore. That's not like a controversial pick now that they've got Manny Machado. The fact is that I think it's going to be much harder for underdogs, for scuffling teams to make up ground unless they also have a lot of money, which the Astros do. I just think on the baseball landscape, the big dogs, the big spenders, the big markets not only have more financial resources than everybody else, but they've now become as sophisticated as far as properly using analytics as everybody else. So maybe those inefficiencies that allowed the little fish to compete aren't really there anymore. So, you know, the real picks are like the Astros, of course, the Yankees are building to be a dynasty for a long time. I guess the Padres would be the other pick, but I don't think anybody's going to be surprised by that one.
Finally, what do you think the playout is on Dallas Keuchel? I presume he will find employment at some point. He and Boris just appear to have grossly overestimated a market in these shifting times.
I don't know if they've – well, yeah, I think they've overestimated the markets for a pitcher like him. I don't think it has anything to do with what he's done in the past or who he is or anything. I think it's just the fact that he's a control guy, and that's not what really what teams are looking to pay for. They want strikeout artists. His strikeout rate fell last year. I think if he wants to play, he's going to have to sign maybe a two-year deal. And you know who that brings back in as a strong contender for his services if he lowers his price to 2 years. The Astros, a reunion that I think would make a lot of sense, sliding him back in there behind Verlander and Cole.
Ben Ryder, Sports Illustrated, the magazine, SI.com online. It's just a tremendous read on Alex Bregman. And Astro Ball, the paperback. Nice timing. That's coming out this Tuesday. So if you didn't catch the hardcover, renewed opportunity, updated stuff in that as well. Hey, Ben, appreciate the time. Extra so on the short notice after I read the Bregman piece, and hope to touch base somewhere along the way during the season. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks, Charlie.
Ben Ryder, Sports Illustrated.